for 10 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Welcome to our 10 o'clock hour in the new format. This is our open home hour where we throw the door open to anything about your home, castle, or cabin you'd like to talk about. The lines, the phone number to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Text questions can be sent to 411-923, and you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com. If you've got something that you need a picture assist to help explain your project, or if you're looking for help identifying a product or a manufacturer, those emails can be sent to info@rosieonthehouse.com. And then if you heard something, or jumped in the middle of the broadcast, or you jumped out of the middle of the broadcast previously during the 3 hours, as running around as life and chores take you here and there, and you wanted to hear something or re-listen to it, each hour is online at RosieOnTheHouse.com. You can go to the radio podcast, and we do it a lot of different ways. We've got each hour has four segments, and we break down each segment, so you can click the individual segment. Gary goes through the each segment, puts keywords about what we talked about. So if you don't remember at what point in the hour or what point in the broadcast you heard it, those keywords can help you find it. You can hit Control F and type in words if you're online to help see if it brings you to it. Like if you remembered that the caller's name was Steve, and you could type in Steve and it bring you to that, and then you could click the audio link there. You can listen to the podcast in the complete hour. The link is right there. It'll take you to iTunes. And iTunes has the last 20 of our broadcasts, but it'll also help you go to Podbean. And we've got, I think, over 1,200.
Yeah, it's quite a bit. Podbean's great because it's the entire hour. If you want to just hit play and just go about your business while listening to the show. And at RosieOnTheHouse.com, the show is each segment. So if you just want to hear a particular segment, like we had terrific guests this morning in the 7 o'clock hour. It's the 50th anniversary of Man on the Moon. Dr. Sky was talking about the Arizona connection to Apollo 11 and huge history, too, because they trained out here to get on the moon. And Nancy, we had a very special guest, LSU alum, who was actually at the launch. Her father was a very big person when it came to constructing the first stage of the Saturn V rocket that took Apollo 11 up to the moon. It was at Michoud in New Orleans when they built that. And he was also a director of a lot of the launches eventually with NASA. So a fascinating story. So you'll be able to hear that after the show.
So if you're looking for just a quick bit of information, you can do the segments. That's the fastest way. If you're looking to just listen, like you said, the podcast would be the better alternative if you're just looking to hear the whole hour. You can find all that at RosieOnTheHouse.com, starting place. Or if you follow us on Facebook or Twitter, we put out a post each hour following it with all the tags of the guests and everything. Our outdoor living hour, Richard Atkins was in talking about monsoon prep and tree staking. Doug Diedrich was in talking stucco last hour. If you've got a stucco home, that was a great broadcast. And it's one of those things that, you know, we've got till the end of the year to figure this out. I'm not going to let another year pass without doing this. Recording the conversation during the commercial breaks inside the studio and having that in the podcast just as an additional expanded content. We gotta close that cycle somehow. couple stories, just a reminder to be careful out there. An exterminator in Green Valley was stung 40 times by bees on Wednesday. The Green Valley Fire Department posted that they had treated him and he will be okay. We have a great segment on bees on our website. If you just type in bees on what to do, basically, if you find yourself in a swarm, quickly identify the fastest, flattest, clearest 1,000 yards and go for
it. Just run.
A regular honeybee, you could get by about 100 yards. The more Africanized ones, they've got a stronger endurance, and you've got to be ready to go 1,000 yards as fast as you can. The breath is what is attracting to them. When a bee stings, it releases a pheromone that warns the other bees, attack right here. This is danger to our colony. So if you get stung once, if there's a swarm, it immediately tells the rest of them, attack. So just get ready and run. Don't jump in water. They'll wait for you. You can't hold your breath long enough.
We know that's tough, too, when you're running, because what are you doing? You're breathing hard. So these are like, there he is. Go get him.
And then another sad service story, a serviceman working on an air conditioning attic in the Goodyear area passed away. It was a day it was 107. The attic was probably 130. If, warning signs come in, I don't know the situations with this guy, but, you know, there's nothing that doesn't – that can't take a break. One of the things that we didn't used to have, you've got a lot of additional things like cool rush towels that you can wrap around, keep your body and your core temperature, keep well hydrated, pay attention to those warning signs. I know a lot of times we just think, just plow through it, get the job done, I'll be done in 10 minutes, and then I can take a break. You know, if you're feeling those warning signs of extreme fatigue, get hydrated, get in the shade, get out of that extreme heat, and just go back to that project later. It'll be waiting there for you when you're done, even if that means taking a 10-minute break. And a funny picture that came out of Tucson, have you seen that postcard where that entire saguaro has fallen down over that old Buick? If you've ever walked into any roadside shop or a restaurant that sells postcards, you've probably seen that. Welcome to Arizona, and there's a Buick. I think it's a Buick, with an entire saguaro. Did you see this saguaro arm that went through a car's windshield in Tucson?
That was in Tucson? Yeah.
That was a scary situation. Luckily, nobody was hurt, but Northwest Fire is their Twitter handle, which you would think would be something for like Washington or the Seattle, something in the Northwest, but it's the Northwest side of Tucson. It's Northwest Fire. You can see that picture. That's a scary situation.
Yeah, yeah. And unfortunately, the driver wasn't hurt. Think about it. When you look at that picture.
It looks like the driver's head got taken off in the picture.
Or he got thorns on the side of his cheek or on the side of his head. He didn't get a scratch on him, and he is really lucky.
Quick reflexes.
Yeah. I mean, I wrap Christmas lights around my saguaro, and I always walk away with getting pricked 4 or 5 times and have to treat myself.
So a lot of winds, a lot of falling trees, limbs through our monsoon season. So just a few safety warnings, and let's get to our calls. They've completely loaded up, so we'll save the rest of the articles and stories we have for another time, because our priority this hour is our Arizona homeowners, and they're awake today. Wendy, welcome to the broadcast. You're starting us off.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a situation. My husband and I are doing travertine stone in our backyard. We're in Mesa, and part of the patio was concrete. The other had grass and dirt, and we did the whole thing, compacting it and everything. But we are going from 2 inches down to near nothing at the pool. And my husband, he has 44 years, is a union flooring guy from Chicago. And so he knows what to do. Our problem is it's beautiful. The pitch is awesome. But we filled in between the travertine stone. We were told to use polymeric sand, which we did. The problem is when you do after that, we did a 3-to-1 of muriatic acid and water to bring out the color out of the travertine stone. So now if you like power it, so it's not sealed, but that brought out the color. But the polymeric sand seems to be fragile. Even though he wet it, waited 15 minutes, wet it, waited 15 minutes, he did that cycle 3 times, the polymeric sand seems fragile. My question is, Is there something we can seal the polymeric sand with, which would be tedious, without obligating ourselves to the semi-annual sealing of the travertine stone?
And this sand, this is what's between the travertine stone and your subfloor? Are there grout lines with it as well?
It's the grout lines. He has regular, real fine sand that he used for the pitch, and that's not the problem. It's getting to stabilize the polymeric sand so it doesn't crack and erode. I hosed down the patio, and it seemed to somewhat erode the polymeric sand that's in between, which is the grout lines. So I said to him, well, if you're upset about that and think that that's causing a problem, what's going to happen when it monsoon rains?
Right. And if there is a product specifically for that sand that you use that can seal it in, you're going to find that at a place called Marvell Masonry. They've got just about any accessory for masonry that's ever invented. If they don't carry it, it's not worth its weight in gold or it's not a product that they recommend. So I would just take a trip over to Marvell in Mesa. They are on Country Club, north of the 60. It's on the right-hand side. We just had our broadcast team out there sometime in, I think it was March, as they remodeled the showroom. And take a couple pictures while you're in there and say, here's what we're trying to do. We're looking to seal in the sand because it's flaking off. And like you said, it's going to be tedious, but then if it does, in fact, lock in the sand and you've now saved yourself from having to do any repair work on that travertine tile, that tedious work will be worth it. Phil's in Mesa, Kathy's in Phoenix, and I can't tell who line three is. Lots of information there, but we'll get to all those right after this.
Don't get your windows replaced until you get an education and a quote from the experts at Pella Windows. So we've got Adam Homer in. Your fiberglass product, in my opinion, it's the right window for Arizona. Explain that a little bit.
Pella's got a patented process. They pultrude fiberglass through this die. It's a matted material. So unlike the back of a shower enclosure, you know how it's random strands and
it's
all pokey.
Right.
That's not what our windows look like. It looks like almost like a window screen mesh when it comes through and ready to put into the frame. And once it's all heat sealed and made rigid, it goes through a powder coating process. So you can get a really nice looking window that's very strong, very durable.
What matters is how you treat your doors and windows. They are the weakest link. Take the time to think through the right door and window.
Pella's two locations in Scottsdale and Tucson. Find them at rosieonthehouse.com under Certified Partners.